Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us in our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. Our focus turns now to the business of video games. Consumer spending on video games now tops nearly $36 billion and promises to grow even further in the coming year. Game development also responsible for hundreds of thousands of jobs. All of that in our focus this morning. And all of this comes after the big 2018 Game Awards last week. God of War wins for Best Game of the Year during ceremonies in Los Angeles last week. Anastasia Staton is with us this morning, Executive Director of the ESA Foundation, to talk more about the flourishing industry and how some are trying to pay it forward. Anastasia, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning.
I'm glad to have you with us this morning. Talked about some of the facts and figures there at the top, the number of dollars that are being spent on this industry. To say it's flourishing is probably an understatement, isn't it?
It is. I mean, in the last just 10 years, the industry has tripled in its size and certainly showing a strong engine for economic growth. And more Americans, let alone people worldwide, are playing games. So it's a really cool time to be a part of the industry. And part of what we love to do is welcome new talent into the industry.
And we want to talk a little bit about that. I found a pretty interesting statistic that the development of video games is happening in almost every state or every state. There's some sort of economic development involving this.
There, pretty much almost any state. And right there in Illinois alone, there are 19 college programs, either a full degree or certificate program, and over 90 companies producing some sort of video game technology or supporting components of making games and digital storytelling.
Is this a really lucrative business to get into, or the folks that are getting these degrees making a good money and a good living?
Absolutely. It's a wonderful opportunity. You think about, I think there's a lot of conversation around STEM and STEAM, and it's a very in vogue term right now, but really those are a lot of the jobs of the future, particularly in the video game industry. It's a wonderful blend of the STEAM, of the arts and the sciences. And the average the average salary in the industry right now is a little over $90,000. So it's a really great opportunity for the next generation of creators to think about developing a career in the video game industry.
People don't realize how hard and difficult it is to put one of these games together from start to finish. Give us a sense of how much work goes into one of these things. I've often heard it described as even more involved than putting together a feature film.
Well, there are a lot of components that are very similar to filmmaking. There's scores, there's narrative script development, including on top of all of that, the animation, the computer learning, the coding. There's innumerable amount of little pieces and big pieces that go into it. But developing a game, I mean, it really just depends on what game it is. A kid could sit down on their computer and hop onto a coding program and build a very rudimentary puzzle game in a day or two. And then there are some of these larger, big budget ones, like some of the ones you mentioned at the Game Awards, that could take anywhere from 3 years to develop. So they're very large productions.
The ESA is the Entertainment Software Association. You're with the foundation, the ESA Foundation. Tell us what you do there and how you're trying to get more people involved in this industry.
Yeah, so for the most part, the general public would probably know ESA as the parent organization that puts on E3, the annual video game extravaganza every summer out in L.A. But we have the fortune to be associated with them, but still contributing back in a more social manner. And I really am grateful to the companies that are involved, including Nintendo and PlayStation and Xbox and Bethesda, who had the foresight nearly 20 years ago to start this foundation, and about 10 years ago start the scholarship program that actually focuses on women and minorities who want to get into video game arts and sciences, and encourage them not only through scholarship but also through mentorship to add their diverse voice and talent to the industry. And the other just really cool thing I would love to mention that we do as well is we have the opportunity to provide grants. So if you're a school or a nonprofit and you are leveraging video games or interactive digital technology to provide educational opportunities for kids, we also provide those grants. And that is a great way for us to also encourage STEM and expose kids to these really great paying jobs in the industry at a young age.
You've awarded nearly $1 million, nearly $1 million over just the last decade alone. So as a source for scholarship money, this is a good one.
It is a good one. And, you know, the really beautiful part is that you not only get some of that financial support, but what I mentioned a second ago, that mentorship and that access to the industry. We try to create a really robust program around our scholarship recipients to bring them to industry events like E3, like the Game Developers Conference, so that they can get exposure to the industry and hopefully find the opportunities that really speak to their passions.
At least one Chicago area student's already won one of these scholarships, and the application process
is... She has.
Yeah. Tell us about the story and how people can apply, too.
Sure. It's a wonderful story, and she is an amazing young woman. She is a freshman at the University of Chicago, and she is a first-generation student and has an extreme passion for video games and is looking to leverage her computer science degree to hopefully apply artificial learnings to the development of video games. And she, like so many others, had no idea that this scholarship existed. And so when she went on her search, she was lucky enough to find us and apply. But if you visit www.esafoundationscholars.org, you can meet her as well as a handful of our other scholars this year and find information on the application, which will be open after the first of the year.
Yeah, there's the photographs at the bottom of the front page on your website. A lot of young, diverse faces here of all backgrounds, a very exciting group of people, and that's exactly what you're hoping for, not only to get young women and others interested in STEM, but to have this diverse picture book here of people moving forward.
Absolutely. But you know what? It's not just a picture book. I mean, more than 50 million Americans are playing video games, nearly half of them women, let alone the various cultures and backgrounds that comprise of that 150 million. And, you know, we kind of loosely talk about, you know, games should be made by people who are playing the games. So that is kind of our goal, is to represent everyone that is contributing to the extreme vibrant community that is video games.
Anastasia, we appreciate you being with us this morning. We're going to, again, link out to all of this information. Hopefully we'll get more people interested in the scholarship and the application process. And we thank you for being on with us this morning.
Steve, I'm really grateful for the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Anastasia Staton is the executive director of the ESA Foundation. Again, the website is esafoundationscholars.com. The application process beginning soon for the scholarships there. You can find all of the information and application process. Also, head over to the esa.com. That's the Entertainment Software Association's main website, for more information on some of the economics and some of the other industry news surrounding video games.